Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is the Institute of Jewish Culture and what percentage of Centro Sefarad Israel's activities does it organize? On February 8, 2007, the official opening of the Centro Sefarad Israel, Sefarad Israel Center, took place in Madrid. This institution was created through an agreement between the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation, the Spanish Agency for International Cooperation, and the Madrid Regional and Municipal Governments. It's one of a group of official organizations that were created to reinforce Spain's relationship with the territories and peoples that have had a special historical connection with this country. The others are the Houses of America, Asia, Africa, and the Arabic House. English Corner covered the opening of Centro Sefarad Israel, and you can listen to that program by following the link on this page. 2017 marked the 10th anniversary of Centro Sefarad Israel, and its Director General, Miguel de Lucas, spoke with us about the institution and how it has developed over the last decade. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Miguel, about the 10th anniversary of Centro Sefarad Israel. I don't know if you remember this, but we did a program in February of 2007 when it was first inaugurated, and we talked about the purpose of the organization and its mission and aims, and I'm just going to read you a couple of paragraphs, okay?
Okay.
It said, "The purpose of the organization is to study in depth the legacy of Sephardic culture as an integral and living part of Spanish culture as a whole, to promote greater knowledge of Jewish culture, and to stimulate the development of links of friendship and cooperation between the Spanish and Israeli peoples." And then it says, "At the same time, this new institution hopes to become a meeting place for Spanish and international Jewish communities and organizations, which will enable them to spread the rich Sephardic historical legacy, as well as political, social, economic, and cultural information about present-day Jewish communities in Israel and Spain." So that was the mission, I guess, or the aims at the beginning 10 years ago. And they're kind of general, obviously, because it was the beginning. I was wondering if at the time, were there any more specific objectives?
No, I think that's a very clear general framework. And I think we've been in all different points that you mentioned. And no, that's the general idea. I mean, I would say that perhaps what we have worked the most in these years is Spanish civil society. That is to say, Spanish society, which is quite ignorant about Jewish reality, about Jewish history or Jewish culture. And then these Spaniards, I mean, we have showed them many things about Judaism. And I think that that's the thing we are more proud, I must say. But the general form that you have defined there, I mean, is there. And I think we have war in all these different fields. Yeah.
What were some of the very first activities that were done, and what are some of the current ones? How have the activities changed, if they have at all?
Well, we have like a trend in order to improve activities and to increase activities. Nowadays, as we have this beautiful place, this beautiful building in the heart of Madrid, we have activities almost every day during the week, not in Friday because Sabbath, and not during the weekend, but the rest of the week, basically every weekday we have different events here. Even we were planning last week, and we have next week, or within 2 weeks, we're going to have one day with four events in the same day. We're trying to manage how to do it. So how did they change? I mean, they changed. We have more events, and we have, I would say, more elaborated, because we have more experience, we have more contacts, and we have people attending the events has increased and is diversified. I think at the very first moment, mainly we had Jews. And now the Jews are welcome, of course, they are our friends and our colleagues, our allies in this project. But basically, most of the people coming here, attending to our events, are regular Spaniards. So I think that's the most important thing, because that's our goal. And not the Jews themselves, but are regular Spaniards that have not many ideas and have stereotypes about Judaism. And I think we have increased on that field that to attract more regular Spaniards to come to our events.
Can you give us some examples of the kinds of events?
Well, I will say I had an interview yesterday with the City Hall of Madrid, and I said the thing that I'm more proud, I think is one of the best things we have organized is Hanukkah in the street. Yes, definitely. Because we do it together with the Jews, and we open to the civil society of Madrid to say, this is a Jewish tradition that you don't know. Please come and join us and have a feast with us, enjoy with us. And I think that and we're very proud of that. The City Hall of Madrid is very proud of that. And I think the best example of our goal that is try to open the Jewish tradition and show it to the rest of society. So Hanukkah in the street, for me, perhaps is the flag of distant years.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do in Hanukkah in the street? How long have you been celebrating it? Because I know that in the very beginning it was in another part of the city. How long has it been celebrated and how many people come and what do you do?
Mm-hmm. We have organized this year in December the ninth time that we had this Hanukkah in the street. We started in Plaza de Olavide, which is a plaza in Chambery neighborhood. And then we went in the year after to the Plaza de Oriente. And 7 years ago, we came here, which is already the traditional place, which is Plaza de la Villa, the former city hall place of Madrid. How do we do it? It's an alliance between us, Comunidad Judía de Madrid, and City Hall of Madrid. And what we do is we put there the Hanukkah candles, the Hanukkah, and then we light the candles. There's some musical events there. We sing some songs, traditional songs, whether 1 year sometimes it's a farner or yes, as Ashkenazi. And then we offer the people tea and sukkaniyot. And we end with traditional Israeli dances, which is what the people love the most, you know. And we enjoy it. And what is the idea? We have around 300 people from the Jewish community, but many people coming, crossing the street, and many of them going to the Christmas market in the Plaza Mayor. They ask, what is that? Is it the Jewish Christmas? No, it's not a Jewish Christmas, but take it. It's something similar that we get together, we enjoy, we celebrate together, and they join us. And at the very end, we can double the people there, perhaps 600 people, most of them, well, at least half of them are not Jews. So it's a very beautiful tradition that we have established here, and important together with the City Hall and together with the Jewish community of Madrid.
Have there been any problems with security?
No. Security, I mean, we are absolutely aware of the importance of security. We are linked with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We are linked to the City Hall of Madrid. We know that Ministry of Interior, they know their existence. We have some security measures, but I wouldn't say it is a priority for us, but it has not been a problem so far in distant years. Yeah.
Something else that I think is interesting is that you open your place for other activities that aren't exactly part of Centro Sefer Ad Israel. For example, you have Hebrew classes. The Yiddish conversation group meets here. Can you tell us a little bit about that kind of, welcoming or acceptance of other organizations?
Well, the Ulpan, the UU lessons, I mean, is us, is our product. We have an alliance with the teacher that has the authority and has a link with I think it's the Hebrew University, a university in Israel, so it's a recognized title that we can offer here. But somehow it's a product from us together with another person. The rest, I mean, the Yiddish conversation group or some other things. For instance, this is a place for anybody who wants to promote Jewish culture in Spain. Jewish culture, Jewish activities, Jewish economy, anything. Jewish conversation group, that's a good example. But for instance, the Spain-Israel Chamber of Commerce, they have the meetings here. Red de Juderías de España, they have the meetings here. When institutions like Keren Kayemen, Keren Ayesod, Yad Vashem, they come to Madrid, they can use our facilities. So this is an open place to anybody who wants to promote the links between Spain and the Jewish world.
And you also organize activities with other organizations. I know that this month, for example, it's in your bulletin, Aleph, you talk about activities that are going to happen at the Italian Cultural Center or at the Circolo de Bellas Artes. How does that work?
We work with many institutions. Well, some of the main institutions are embassies. I mean, because Embassy of Israel is our ally in this task, that's sure, but it's not the only embassy. I always say that because sometimes somebody say, okay, this is a house linked to Israel. It is linked to Israel, but not only to Israel. We work with many embassies accredited here in Madrid. For instance, embassies from Eastern Europe, Embassy of Poland, Embassy of the Czech Republic, Embassy of Bulgaria, Embassy of Hungary. We have developed different initiatives with them. But always at the same time with American Embassy, French Embassy, so many other embassies, they develop different initiatives, exhibitions, seminars, book presentations, anything they can organize here with us. As well with other cultural institutions in Spain, Círculo de Bellas Artes, other institutions linked to the City Hall of Madrid or Regional Government of Madrid. And, which is important for us, we are part of a family, of a network of casas. Casas, that is to say, the institutions of Spanish public diplomacy. So we have, for instance, the last event of the 10th anniversary was a joint initiative with Casa Árabe and with Casa África. And this week, or this month, or this coming month, we organized many different events about Shoah. One of them is going to take place in Casa de América. So this is our brother or sister institutions, and we develop initiatives with them as well.
We recently did a program, you and I, about Herencia, whose purpose is to create links between the different international Sephardic communities. Can you tell us a little bit about the aims and activities of the other three institutes that are part of Centro Sefarad Israel, the Institute of Jewish Culture, the Holocaust and Anti-Semitism Institute, and the Institute of Israeli Studies?
Well, the Institute of Jewish Studies is perhaps the main thing, the main body of this institution, because they provide perhaps 70-75% of the activities here. We call it that way, but it could be called as well a cultural program department. Holocaust and anti-Semitism department is very important as well. We're very active mainly this month because January for us is the month of the Shoah Remembrance. We organize more than, I think now we are around 15 different events in the whole country, mainly in the region of Madrid, but in the whole country of Shoah Remembrance. Spain is part of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, which is an international institution with this purpose. And I have the honor to be the head of the delegation. So that the delegation is very linked to Centro Sefarad Israel. And the Institute for Israeli Studies is what we do linked to Israel. We do many things about Israel. Some of them are political, some of them are cultural, some of them are in the financial or economic field. But it's very important as well for us. And for that to be possible and for that to be efficient, we have an excellent coordination with the Israeli embassy in Madrid and with the Spanish embassy in Israel. So we develop initiatives together with them.
Do you right now have any specific plans for the future?
We are in the afterwards of the 10th anniversary. It has been a very intense year. But anyhow, we're still there. I mean, we have this month, this January is the month of Shoah Remembrance that we organize more events than even any other years. We have already, still far, because it's going to take place perhaps in June 2019, but Herencia Summit, the next Herencia Summit. And I can give you something that is completely new that perhaps nobody, well, only a few persons know, but that event, that global summit of Herencia, will take place in the United States, in the city of Seattle, organized together with the Jewish Sephardic communities of Seattle. We're very proud of that because Seattle is a fantastic city. And the communities there are extremely active. They are very Sephardic. They love the tradition. They love Spain. They are mainly, the origin is Turkey and Rhode Island, in Greece. So that will be one of the main goals for the coming years, the next global summit of Herencia. Perhaps June 2019 in Seattle.
So we have a scoop. Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Only that. I mean, I must say I'm absolutely happy with my job. I mean, when I first came here, I never expected that it would be such an experience to be in this project and to work with the Jewish people and Jewish culture, which for me as a career diplomat has been an absolute honor. I'm sure it's the most important and the most beautiful part of my career.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.